As people get together for the holidays, some use the opportunity to tackle difficult but important family topics. That includes what folks want to happen when they die and how they want to be remembered. Often, when a death occurs, the next of kin hands the arrangements over to a funeral director in the moment of grief and stress, but some families want to stay with the body and handle as much as they can themselves. Correspondent Tom Bonsi talked to several people who want to make do-it-yourself funeral options more widely known.
Zachara Stratman's daughter died unexpectedly at age 22 from a rare type of acute brain inflammation. Michaela's death left the parents in shock, but despite her grief, Mother Zachara resisted simply turning over the funeral arrangements to a professional.
It was very important to me that we bury her within 24 hours of her passing.
She says the family wanted to organize and carry out all the tasks themselves, and they had a plan.
Where she was, her body was going to be laid to rest, how we were going to take care of the Islamic traditions of all of the prayers and the washing of the body after death, as well as shrouding and then transporting.
But Stratman says she encountered numerous barriers. The Seattle hospital at first wouldn't release Michaela's body directly to the family. Funeral services she didn't want to deal with said a needed transport permit and notarized paperwork would take days. Pleading for workarounds added tears and costs.
It was unnecessary stress and anxiety. And the laws didn't require any of that. It was insult added to injury, so to speak.
Stories like this inspired an informal network of consumer activists, bereaved parents, and green burial advocates to take action. They're building websites to advise do-it-yourselfers and providing in-service trainings to caregivers.
The heart of consumer empowerment here is recognizing that you actually can do it yourself, that the legal permission is there, that the information is there.
Holly Pruitt of Portland worked on a home funeral website specific to Oregon and followed up with another online guide for Washington State that went live earlier this year. Professionally, she's a civil celebrant, which means Pruitt marries and buries people, or alternatively acts as a consultant.
Oftentimes they learn after the fact that, for example, they might have been able to be present when the cremation occurred, or that they might have been able to help wash their loved one's body themselves, or that they could have actually provided transportation in their SUV or their van or their pickup truck, or kept the body at home for a few days.
Pruitt says next of kin who were active participants in laying their loved ones to rest discovered it helps to move through the grief process and creates a lasting memory. The director of the Washington State Funeral Directors Association says consumers are embracing a widening set of options. These include not only do-it-yourself funerals, but also recently legalized body composting and flameless cremation, also known as aquamation.
You know, the funeral service profession is pivoting to be able to accommodate the needs and the wants and the desires of the families that they're serving.
Rob Goff also runs a funeral planning and burial pre-purchase agency in Spokane Valley.
A lot of families will come in with the idea that they do want to do it themselves. And after talking, they start to realize there's a lot that's involved with planning a gathering. Funerals typically take place within a few days after death, if not immediately after death. And so funeral directors are very capable and used to making these plans and these, fulfilling these ideas on a quick and timely basis.
One other thing to know, a home funeral does not equal home burial. Theoretically, you could lay grandma to rest on the back 40, but it requires the plot be permanently designated as a family cemetery, which can take a long time to achieve. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.